AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Both presidential candidates have been focused on staunchly Republican Texas today. Saker Magani has a report.
Kamala Harris is teaming with Beyonce for a Houston rally focused on Texas's strict abortion ban.
Elected leaders of Texas, a lot of them, have made Texas ground zero.
In Austin,
Kamala is here in Texas to rub shoulders with woke celebrities. Isn't that exciting?
Trump, too, called Texas ground zero for illegal immigration.
Kamala's staging ground to import her army of migrant gangs and illegal alien criminals.
He repeated a claim from a night earlier.
We're like a garbage can for the rest of the world.
Harris's response.
Another example of how he really belittles our country.
Saying the former president has a bully pulpit and this is how he uses it.
To tell the rest of the world that somehow the United States of America is trash.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Washington Post says it will not be endorsing a candidate in this year's presidential race and will avoid doing so in the future. President Biden formally apologized to Native Americans for what he called the sin of a government-run boarding school system. He spoke to the Gila River Indian community.
The federal government mandated the removal of children from their families and tribes, launching what's called the federal Indian boarding school era. Over 150-year span, 150 years, from the early 1800s to 1870, to 1970, one of the most horrific chapters in American history. We should be ashamed.
The number of people sickened in the E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has grown to 75 in 13 states. And facing financial struggles, Spirit Airlines says it's cutting jobs and selling off some of its jets. This is AP News. Thousands of adults adopted as children from overseas are at risk of deportation. Donna Warder explains.
Joy Alessi was adopted by her American parents at 7 months old, but she was born in Korea and her parents never had her naturalized. She found out at the age of 25 at a passport office.
The paperwork that I had was insufficient and I was told that I was not a U.S. citizen.
Thousands of adoptees living in the U.S. are facing the same problem, and many are from military families.
I have asked the State Department, I've asked Immigration, I've asked Congress.
This woman prefers not sharing her identity because of her legal status.
And everybody's just turned a blind eye to my situation.
The two women have formed a group called the Adoptee Rights Campaign and say their fear is that if Donald Trump is elected president, they'll be included in the undocumented immigrants Trump is promising to deport. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.